Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on our show. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, an organization that I certainly support and encourage you to do the same. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, that's a book she co-authored along with some other really smart people. Grace Marie, you've got a blog that I want you to tell us about.
We actually follow developments with this law very closely on a website we set up called Obamacare Watch. Kind of watch out for what's happening with Obamacare. ObamacareWatch.org, and we invite people to visit us there. We post daily a number of articles to really tell you what truly is happening with this law. The White House and supporters of this law give you a lot of spin, but you need to know really what's happening and what is impacting you. So ObamacareWatch.org, I hope you'll visit us.
The president, and yes, folks, whatever Grace Marie does is the best. The president signed another law on Obamacare this month.
Imagine that.
What's this all about? How many?
We keep the list. 56 major changes to Obamacare. About a third of them have actually been passed through both houses of Congress and signed into law by the president, the most recent affecting small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The law said that businesses between 50 and 100 employees would have had to comply with a whole lot of new Obamacare rules and regulations starting in January, which would have increased premiums over and above what they already would be increasing by about 20%.
Hmm.
That would have affected 150,000 businesses and 3 million employees. They literally had to get an act of Congress passed to protect small businesses. And they did that literally under the wire just before Congress left, and the president signed it.
Hmm.
Changing his law once again.
Yeah.
Jim, I'll tell you, if this law had gone into effect as it was written,
we'd all be sitting at home.
It would not still be standing.
Yeah.
The president himself has changed it almost 35 times without authority from Congress.
Yeah, he just decided to change it.
Didn't go to Congress saying we need to have changed this law.
Mm-hmm.
But another, what would that be, about 17 or 18 times, the Congress has said, this is so bad that Democrats and Republicans agree, we have to change this, and the president has signed it. It got through the Senate when Harry Reid was in control, the Democrats
right.
were in control, then you know it had to be bad.
Right.
And
exactly.
Now, the president doesn't want Republicans to get control for changing his law, but they're doing it anyway.
He doesn't want to... Well,
he doesn't want to see 3 million people either lose their health insurance or have a 20% rate hike that he's responsible for.
Folks, this is an example of what happens when a law is shoved down our throats with in a partisan way, without any bipartisan support. There was not one Republican, not one person on the other side of the aisle approved this. And when the idea that a law this sweeping and this comprehensive, that it touched every human being in the United States dramatically, took over a sixth of our economy, and it got pushed through without bipartisan support. Anytime you have something like that, Grace Marie, that's a recipe for a catastrophe, isn't it?
It is, and you know, one of the things that I really admire about Speaker Boehner, every piece of legislation he has brought to the floor of the House of Representatives to change Obamacare has had support from Democrats. He said, we are not mm-hmm. going to make changes like they did on a strictly partisan basis.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to make a change, we are going to have Democrats supporting this. And every single thing he has passed through the House and sent over to the Senate mm-hmm. has had Democrat support. And there are a lot more changes that have been passed through the House that hit a brick wall in the Senate and haven't gotten any place. So So I really admire that.
Is there a place on your website, Grace Marie, where small business owners can make sure they know what they need to do to comply with ACA, with the Obamacare?
You know, I'm going to give you my personal email. They can send me an email, and I will. It so depends on the size of your business and what
right.
your questions are.
Right.
Have them email me at Grace Marie. All one word, Grace Marie at Galen.org.
All right, folks, that's a real favor that she's doing you there. Please take advantage of it. Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Thank you for the champion that you are. We admire you so much, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you for fighting every day for small businesses. You're my hero.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. Galen.org, don't forget to check that out. And I got to take a break and be back on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.